Welcome. The contents of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. We're going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine. How Halle Berry Found Her Groove. The actress-director has had career success and family fulfillment, but never at the same time until now. This is my first ever chat with the Oscar, Emmy, and Golden Globe-winning actress Halle Berry via long-distance Zoom because of these pandemic times. To break the ice, we share a bit about men and love. More on that soon. But I've just watched her new film, Bruised, and I want to get into it. I bring up the heartbreaking scene in which her character, down-and-out mixed martial arts MMA fighter Jackie Justice, is walloped against the wall by her abusive boyfriend as her young son watches. It's violent and shocking, and echoes the domestic abuse Berry witnessed as a child, watching her alcoholic father strike her mother, and she experienced as an adult. So many women will relate to it, I say. I know, Berry says, gravely nodding. Yet minutes later, the mood lightens again, because even though the film, her directorial debut, is grim and savage at times, it's also packed with love, enlightenment, and ultimately hope. It ends with a career revived, a family reconfigured, and a woman triumphant, eerily echoing Berry's life today. In her 40s, as the actress, now 55, raised her two children and endured some difficult public romances and breakups, she found a few meaty roles, such as in 2020's Frankie and Alice, for which she received a Golden Globe nod, but her energies were scattered. In my 30s, I was so focused on career, but wanted to have children and be a mother, so I felt I was lacking something, she said. In my 40s, I took the decade to be at home and make children and be a mom, but I longed to be back at work. Now, in my 50s, Berry marvels, I've got my babies, my career, and finally have love in a real, meaningful way. For the first time in my life, everything is firing on all cylinders. From her lush garden in Los Angeles, the actress, makeup-free and tousle-haired, yet luminous, tells us more about throwing a good punch, loving a good man, and telling important stories. So this is a rather lengthy article, so we're going to split it between today and next time. But let's begin. Question: you seem to live your life so purposefully these days, committing to strong projects, to your health, to your family, and to love. Has something shifted in your outlook? Answer: I had a huge life-changing moment in 2017 in India during a four-hour group meditation with a shaman on a beach. I saw his aura, and the shaman told me I would see things more clearly going forward and would need to react and act. And he was right. When I got back to L.A., I fired my agent, and the very first project my new agent gave me was Bruised, which, on so many levels, empowered me and changed my life. Sometimes we know something or see something or feel something, and we talk ourselves out of it. I no longer do that. There are a ton of personal things that I suddenly saw clearly and thought, nope. That's how I live today. All the goodness I have in my life now is because of that moment in India, because I started to take control of my life in a different way. Question: how did you come to both direct and star in Bruised? Answer: directors I respected told me, for your directorial debut, let it be something you love and something you know about. From the moment I read the script, it was a part of me. I was aching to tell it. This story was a world I knew, domestic violence, for one thing. Not only have I worked with a shelter for 25 years, but it's how I grew up as a young child with an alcoholic, violent father. As a kid, I saw my mother beaten up, and I know the horror and helplessness a kid faces. I remember my mother feeling humiliated by what her children had to witness. I'm sure parts of what are in my subconscious and in my memory, even these decades later, came out through me in this film. While some people might watch it and think, that's harsh, it felt normal to me. That is how I knew it was true. And I knew that I had to go toward the truth and not be afraid of putting this light in these dark places, because so many suffer from domestic violence. Question: how do you view your own mom now, after your early childhood brushes with abuse and violence? Answer: my mother is one of the strongest women I know. She's white, my dad was black, and in the 60s and early 70s, she was raising two little black kids after my dad left and she was alone, a single mom. Parts of her family disowned her. The black side of our family didn't want anything to do with her. I watched her struggle, be strong, face adversity, persevere, never quit, keep going. I know that's where I get my perseverance from. And I know as a mother myself that I can tell my children anything, but that they're watching what I'm doing, and that's what they remember. And yes, you also realize that our parents weren't perfect, that they made mistakes along the way. And then, as you get older, because we become parents and we start making mistakes, we start to have grace for our own parents, and we realize they did the best they could at the time. Question: what's up with all these physically demanding roles in X-Men, John Wick, and now your role as Jackie Justice in Bruised, which seems to take it to a whole new level? Answer: kicking, punching, and pushing myself to my limits has always been a great, healthy release. Like men, women have a lot of pent-up anger and angst and sadness. I needed a healthy way to get this stuff out of my body. Sweating and working out is also fuel for me, and I'm addicted to those feel-good endorphins. Sometimes you've got to hit some S blank. She laughs. Playing Jackie was daunting. How could I make people believe I'm a world-class fighter? I love the sport and was a gymnast as a kid, but I had to put in all of the work, all of the hours, all of the training. I never felt like I had enough. I was always searching for another half hour to learn something new. I wanted to be the other half of a really good fight. Valentina Shevchenko, who played the opponent in the final fight in Bruised, is the reigning UFC flyweight champion. I had to look formidable against her. I broke two ribs shooting the big fight you see at the end of the film. We shot that early, so I had to use my stunt double for one of the other fight scenes. But for the most part, it was all me. Were you apprehensive about taking on directing along with everything else for this film? Answer: I've never worked harder on anything than getting the money for and convincing people I could do Bruised. A lot of people counted me out. I didn't know how I was going to do it all, directing, acting, producing, but I willed myself to do it because it was important to me. I wasn't concerned about directing, and I'm glad, because I might not have done it if I had been. I just felt energized and excited that after 2.5 years, I had made it to this moment and now had the opportunity to do this. The daunting part came at the end. In post-production, I thought, wow, now I have to put all this together? The movie's point of view is very female. Explain. I was determined not to just hire as many women as I could, but to also make sure that the story stayed very female and was told from a specific female point of view, that we talk about things that are very feminine. We went to dark places because that's what women do. That's our sensibility. I also wanted an all-female soundtrack and female composer, so that the sound of this film that supported these characters in this world would be female. and I hired a female production designer to create the look and feel of all these spaces. I knew that would also matter. And we will continue this article next time. Now, last week we finished our section on heart health. And today there's an article in AARP, the magazine, under Healthy You, of 10 sneaky signs you may have heart disease. Bad breath and hip pain may mean more than you think. Chances are you're aware of the classic signs of heart attack, the crushing chest pain, the shortness of breath. But what about heart disease? This killer doesn't always strike with a big bang. Some indicators of ticker trouble are far less obvious than others. Here are 10 little-known signs that you may have heart problems. 1. You struggle to breathe when lying flat. If breathing is hard when you sleep on your back, but often improves when you sit upright, you may have fluid buildup in the lungs, which can indicate heart failure. When you lie flat, your blood volume gets redistributed, says Jim Louie, MD, a cardiologist at the Ohio State University Wexler Medical Center. The heart can have problems pumping this extra blood volume, and this can lead to increased shortness of breath due to increased fluid in the lungs, the condition known as orthopenia. It is serious and demands immediate attention from your doctor. Snoring can also be a red flag. Sleep-disordered breathing, such as sleep apnea, is associated with metabolic syndrome, which is associated with heart disease. 2, you have leg or hip pain or both while walking. Lower body pain can result from injuries, arthritis, or being out of shape, but it may also signal circulation problems in the legs from peripheral artery disease. Much like blockages in the heart arteries can cause heart attacks, blockages in the leg arteries can cause pain when walking. If large leg arteries are clogged, smaller arteries in the heart are probably clogged too. Circulation-related pain often occurs when you exercise and ends when you stop, because the obstruction limits the amount of oxygen reaching the muscles. When you stop walking, you don't need that much oxygen and the pain goes away. 3. You can't rise to the occasion. Diabetes or chronic stress can cause erectile dysfunction, ED, but it may be a sign of budding heart disease. ED is often a blood flow problem, and risk factors from smoking to hypertension are similar for vascular ED and atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease, hardening of the arteries. The root cause of both issues is endothelial dysfunction, in which blood vessels have difficulty expanding and contracting properly, which reduces blood flow to the heart and to the penis. 4, or get your juices flowing. Blood flow issues aren't limited to men. In one study, 84% of men and 87% of women with heart failure reported some degree of sexual dysfunction. For women, the signs can include vaginal dryness and a lack of libido and clitoral sensation. Endothelial dysfunction leads to less elastic blood vessels, which impairs blood flow to the sex organs. The first step of developing cardiovascular disease or coronary artery disease is the endothelial dysfunction, says Ernst von Schwartz. This leads to blood vessel issues as well as blood flow abnormalities, plaque formation, artery calcification and blockage, and eventually heart attack. 5, you're fatigued for no reason. If everyday activities make you tired, like needing to rest while making the bed, you may have an obstructed coronary artery. Most women cite fatigue as their first symptom before having a cardiac event, says Jean McSweeney. Fatigue can occur months before a heart attack and may result from lower blood flow to the heart. If you feel unusually tired from even simple mundane activities, call your doctor. 6, you get up to pee. Chugging beer isn't the only reason you wake up to pee. A weak heart pumps less blood to the kidneys, which can cause fluid buildup and swollen ankles and legs. At bedtime, gravity drains fluid back to the heart, and the kidneys have more fluid to filter. Nighttime urination may increase with age, especially in men with enlarged prostates and women with incontinence issues. But waking more than once a night to pee is concerning, especially if paired with swollen ankles. Number 7. Your breath could kill houseplants. Bad breath is caused by out-of-control bacteria, and it can damage more than your social life. Bacteria can enter your bloodstream through bleeding or diseased gums, which is linked to inflammation, clogged arteries, and stroke. There's a correlation between people who have periodontal disease and people with cardiovascular disease. Number 8, you spot fatty growths, known as xanthomas. These lesions feel like calcium deposits in the tendons, and they can indicate sky-high cholesterol. Tendon xanthomas typically occur near the ankles and elbows, and are especially prominent in people with a family history of high cholesterol. One study found that the risk of cardiovascular disease was 3 times higher among those with familial hypercholesterolemia, a genetic predisposition to high cholesterol. Number 9, your ankles are swollen. When the heart isn't sufficiently pumping blood, fluid can swell both legs. In a study of adults with no history of cardiovascular disease, fluid in the lower extremities was associated with future hospitalization for heart failure. Swelling can also occur when leg veins can't return fluid to the heart. In cases related to heart failure, swelling often occurs in both legs. Swelling in one leg could be due to a blood clot or an infection. Call your doctor if leg swelling is accompanied by heart failure symptoms such as shortness of breath. Number 10, you're feeling nauseous. Unexplained queasiness can be a sign of heart failure, says Cleveland Clinic cardiologist Nicholas Ruthman. When the heart struggles to pump blood, fluid and pressure can build up in the lungs, abdomen, and lower extremities. Bloating and water retention may lead to nausea, feeling full quickly, and decreased appetite. There's also a link between queasiness and heart attacks. Women are more likely to report nausea as a heart attack symptom. Those with heart failure or a heart attack history should watch for persistent nausea that incurs with bloating, weight gain, swelling in the legs or ankles, and shortness of breath. If these symptoms also occur alongside acute chest, jaw, or shoulder pain, call 911. And we have here 3 at-home monitors for watching your heart. A Fitbit or Apple Watch can track your heart rate and even detect irregular heart rhythms. But to keep serious tabs on your cardiovascular health, consider a monitor that specializes in specific tasks. Here are 3 essential types. Blood pressure monitor, costs $15 to $100. Digital monitors are pricier, but easier to read than old-school Aneroid models, the kind with a readable dial. Though aneroid monitors provide more accurate readings, studies suggest. Before buying, measure your upper arm to choose a model with an arm cuff that fits, and avoid wrist and finger monitors. They tend to be less accurate. Ask your doctor for a referral or visit validatebp.org, a site created by the American Medical Association. Oxygen monitor costs $20 to $299. A pulse oximeter, picture a clothespin you place on a finger, uses light beams to pass through tissue and measure your oxygen saturation level. That basic info is all your doctor usually needs, but costlier varieties connect to apps that track data or trigger alarms if oxygen levels drop too low. Conversely, some cheaper monitors can give inaccurate readings, so ask your physician for a recommendation. And finally, a heart rate monitor costs $20 to $300. You'll find two types, those that strap onto your chest and those you wear on your wrist. The chest models are typically more precise, particularly for high-intensive activities like running, but a wrist monitor can be more comfortable for all-day use. Some heart rate monitors track additional metrics like blood pressure and calories burned. Look for water-resistant features if you're a swimmer. Now, let's look at some movies for grown-ups. These are the awards. Meet the nominees for AARP's 20th Annual Celebration of Film and TV. Since 2002, AARP the magazine's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards have championed films made by and for people over 50. In pandemic times, they loom large in our lives with captivating stories and performances that will endure. Here are this year's nominees in the top categories. Film Awards, Belfast. This is for Best Picture. A poignant film that evokes Civil War-torn 1969 Northern Ireland through a child's eyes and makes you feel part of an unbreakable family in this tragic era. King Richard, the startling story of the L.A. parents who coached their kids Venus and Serena Williams to the pinnacle of the largely white tennis world. The Power of the Dog. In 1925, Montana, two bachelor rancher brothers find their lives transformed and their souls revealed. West Side Story, a reimagined update of the 1957 classic from Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein. Being the Ricardos, a witty, compassionate drama about the I Love Lucy show in a crisis week for the star's tattered marriage. And for Best Director, Kenneth Branagh, his Agatha Christie and Shakespeare flicks conquered Hollywood. His memorable movie Belfast conquered hearts. Jane Campion, she soars at 67 with The Power of the Dog, her first film in 13 years. Has there ever been a more haunting Western? Guillermo del Toro, his gorgeous noir Nightmare Alley is a stylish tragedy of carnival fables. Denis Villeneuve, he infuses Dune's science fiction spectacle with brooding intelligence and deep emotion. Steven Spielberg, his West Side Story is wild and bright. Who knew he could direct musicals too? Best Actress, Nicole Kidman, how authentic is she in Being the Ricardos? Lucille Ball's daughter, Lucy Arnaz, said Kidman became my mother's soul. Frances McDormand in The Tragedy of Macbeth. She gives Lady Macbeth some grown-up gravitas. Halle Berry, directing her first film, the number one Netflix hit, Bruised, at 55. Berry cast a brilliant actress as a martial arts artist herself. Playing herself, or performing herself. Sandra Bullock, America's sweetheart, reinvents herself as the unforgivable anti-hero paroled after a 20-year sentence for killing a cop. And finally, Helen Mirren in The Duke. She plays the tut-tutting wife of a semi-retired cab driver who heists a Goya from the National Gallery. And Best Actor, Will Smith. He's never crafted a more complex, inspiring character than Coach Williams and King Richard. Denzel Washington, the tragedy of Macbeth's bloodthirsty thane, is the baddest bad guy he ever played. Javier Bardem, he captures the energy of Lucille Ball's unfaithful yet loving husband in Being the Ricardos. Jim Broadbent, he plays a thief who steals the Duke's priceless portrait to force the government to offer seniors free TV. True story. Peter Dinklage in Cyrano, he's a wordsmith who pens love letters to a beauty he secretly pines for himself. Best Supporting Actress, Judi Dench. As Belfast's granny, she shows the hero how to live with bantering wit and boundless love. Marlee Matlin, her raucous coda character, can't hear her gifted daughter sing, but she feels the good vibrations. So will you. Anjanou Ellis, Her performance as the tennis star's wise mom in King Richard is as subtle as it is winning. Cate Blanchett, her malevolent psychiatrist and the scariest character in Nightmare Alley. Rita Moreno, she sings the song Somewhere in West Side Story as if there's a place for us all, even at 90. And Best Supporting Actor, we don't have time for those today. And actually, it's not continued. Thank you. So now we're going to move on with the few minutes we have left and continue on with our list of ways to save money. And we're on number 34, and there are like 99. This has to do with money. Use a mileage app. Phone apps such as Driver's Note, Everlance, and Stride use your phone's GPS to track your business mileage and create reports. Free versions usually need to be started before each trip. It's easy to forget, so if driving is a big part of your job, it might be worth paying $4 to $10 monthly for a version that works automatically. Insurance. Number 35. Ask about safe homeownership discounts. If you have gone a long time without making a claim, your home insurance company might discontinue premiums discount premiums by as much as 20%, says Steve Wilson, underwriting manager at Hippo Insurance. 36. Get a smart home discount. Having a smart home security system can lower your home insurance premium by up to 15%, depending on the company. Just having a fire extinguisher can lower your home insurance premium by 5%. 37. Negotiate hospital bills even if you have insurance. Hospitals will often offer a discounted rate, especially if you pay cash. If you haven't met your deductible, the discounted price might cost you less than you would pay out of pocket with insurance. 38. Check for tax credits. If you buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act's federal or state-run marketplace, visit healthcare.gov during the special enrollment period ending August 15th to see if you qualify for a federal premium tax credit. The program can cover premiums for people who need income requirements or who meet income requirements. Under utilities, number 39, do not cover vents. Make sure your heating and cooling air vents aren't blocked by rugs, bookcases, or other furnishings. Blocking vents strains the furnace, shortens its life, and increases your energy bill. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.